Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. Before we get started, we're going to jump to Dave Cohen, WWL News Director, for a weather update. Dave?
Newell, two big developments that we've seen just now is the fact that that leading edge of that line that was producing the severe weather has moved out of the metro area and into Mississippi, but we're getting a better picture of the damage left behind. Slidell is seeing extreme damage from what looks like two tornadoes that touched down in the Slidell area. We're seeing images of big trees down, power lines down, facades of buildings and awnings ripped off. Some 7,000 customers in eastern St. Tammany Parish are without electricity now as a result of what looks like a pair of tornadoes that touched down earlier this morning in the Slidell and Pearl River areas, and those damage reports continue to come in. And as that leading edge of that severe line moves off to our east, we're seeing more storms stream up out of the Gulf of Mexico, and one very large and very heavy cell has set up over an area stretching really from Norco all the way through most of the East Bank of Jefferson Parish, through all of the city of New Orleans, Chalmette out to New Orleans East and Slidell, and it's barely moving. It's a very heavy cell just sitting over the area now, and that's prompted the National Weather Service to not only issue a flash flood warning, but a flash flood emergency with warnings of extreme flooding possible as the cell is moving either very slowly or not at all and dumping 5 to 8 inches of rain per hour now, according to some estimates. So wow. even if the pumps were all working and fully powered, there's no way they could keep up with that. So it looks like this latest cell that just it just popped up and is just sitting here is going to lead to a lot of flooding, mostly on the South Shore, and really from St. John through St. Charles, Jefferson, Orleans, into Plaquemines, and then into the Slidell area.
Dave, thank you so much. Still, take caution, heed the, you know, all the warnings that everybody's giving you, because people are they're nervous about driving on the roads. Just slow down, right?
Yeah, and of course, you know, the old adage, don't drown, turn around. It's very likely we're going to see those overpasses that had flooded this morning and then cleared up reflood now that we're seeing this very heavy cell sitting over us. And it's some areas that don't typically flood. We're getting reports of flooding. You know, the low-lying areas we know that flood, those are probably going to be, if they're not already flooded, but other areas we're getting flood reports too. So again, if you don't have to be out, please don't. And if you see severe weather, once you've safely navigated it and gotten to safety, let us know about it here at WWL. You can text us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line at 504-260-1870, or call us and let us know what you're seeing.
Dave Cohen, WWL News Director, thank you so much. Appreciate the update.
Thank you, Neil.
Folks, we're going to pivot now to our guest, risking life and limb coming from a parking lot near you, the Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc. Michael,
well,
welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. I continue to make questionable life decisions. Right now, I'm sitting up in our office. I actually came in today here, and I'm on the 23rd floor. 34th floor, sorry, just waiting for one of these tornadoes to come, I guess. I don't know. I'm like a reverse weather vane. Like, whatever I do, do the opposite, and you're going to be fine.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a special day. He's actually coming to us from an office building. That's a first in a long time.
I'm looking out there. It's definitely much darker than it was during the eclipse, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So, Michael, let's start out.
The pictures of the mayor with the goggles on, looking up at the eclipse. I was like, you couldn't see the eclipse. I was like, what was you looking at?
Can't miss the moment, baby. You know.
We're not going to miss the moment.
We're not going to miss the moment either, because Delgado Community College Foundation is going to host their 2024 Roast of the Town fundraising event on April the 19th at the Sheraton Hotel. Tickets are still available. Great annual fundraiser that supports ongoing student success at Delgado by providing scholarships, support services, and other programs for students. And this year's roastee is actually you, Michael Heck. And you're the person that's being roasted, whether they've notified you of this or not. But, you know, we intend to roast you. But what I want to know from you is slay synonymous with roast? Are those two terms?
Is slay synonymous? It depends. It depends. I mean, you know, I'm hoping that this kind of thing is kind of ends up being on like the Don Rickles level. I mean, I think that if we're going to do this, and if we remember that we're doing this for Delgado, arguably the most important school in the state in some ways, second largest school, providing opportunity, creating the workforce. My wife taught there for many, many years. That we're doing that. I think if I don't require extensive therapy without necessarily hope for full recovery coming out of this, we haven't done our job. So I think that this should be a full evisceration for a higher cause.
Eric Paulson, WWL TV news anchor, will be the master of ceremonies. Representative Troy Carter will be there to roast you. Tara Hernandez, president of JCH Ventures. Allison Hotard, executive director of the YLC. Greg Rusevich and myself. Will be
wait,
on the panel,
and me,
believe it or not. I'm not the funniest person, but I can slay a person or two every now and again.
So you're not like ha-ha funny. You're like, I don't know, like kissing your sister funny, you know? Kind of like, wait, whoa, yikes.
All right, let's get down to it.
It's a great cause. Yeah, people need to show up. It's good. Come on and see me. See me be destroyed for Delgado. Thank you.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. All right, let's talk about serious business now. Good news, too. NOLA Coalition, y'all are pleased to recognize what was reported at NOLA.com that violent crime is plummeting in the city of New Orleans.
This is, I think, we're finally comfortable. In fact, we're going to be putting out a press release today that we really have turned this thing around. When you look at the numbers, they tell quite a positive or an encouraging story relative to when we started the NOLA Coalition in July of 22. Homicides are down 43%. Shootings are down 43%. Carjackings are down 75%. Armed robberies are down 57%. And then if you were to say, well, yeah, you know, this is a national trend. Everybody is just doing better. For example, our decline in homicide and murder is over double the national rate of decline. And then further, recruiting is stabilized at NOPD. And so this was the first year since 2019 that we actually gained officers. And so we still have a long way to go. I think it's really, really important that people remember that our numbers are still about a third worse than they were in 2019, which was a historically good year. But for us not to recognize the progress and to encourage a doubling down on the progress would be remiss. So we want to do that and thank the police and the mayor and the administration, the council, the DA, the sheriff, so many organizations and individuals who collectively, I think, are driving this really, really important improvement.
Because there are cities out there where this is not happening. I mean, if you look at Oakland, I mean, they've been on, reported in almost every major newspaper here recently. In fact, it's interesting. We actually have lost more officers than they have, but they really haven't been able to turn this thing around. And all of the crime categories that we have reductions, they have increases. And, you know, downtown Oakland is a shadow of itself, of what it once was. You're seeing it in St. Louis. You're seeing it in a bunch of different areas as well. Not pretty.
No, it's actually interesting. Yeah, there are some major cities where it's getting worse, not better. I think that I'm not entirely sure about this, so forgive me, but I think St. Louis and Baltimore are also still struggling. And so this was not going to happen necessarily on its own. And I think that when people say, well, what's changed? There are many things that have happened that have changed. Morale has improved at the police. It's the work that the DA is doing using technology. The better conditions. All of these things are happening. But, and we don't know exactly what, but I do know that if we weren't doing these things collectively, we wouldn't be seeing this level of improvement. So now what we're doing with the NOLA Coalition is that we're saying we're going to keep focusing on the increasing public safety, but now we have the chance to take a breath and to really double down on youth services. So here at GNO Inc., we're going to be staffing up on the NOLA Coalition, bringing over Daphne Barnes, who is our Executive Director of Economic Mobility, to help run it. And we're going to be particularly focusing on enhancing economic opportunity for young people, connecting them to good-paying jobs, and then also just strengthening the local youth service ecosystem in general, helping them raise money, helping them partner, creating rational, kind of serving as the quarterback. And then we'll continue to raise. We're about $8 million towards our $15 million goal for youth services. So we got about $7 million to raise there. So a lot of work to be done. But if you had told me when we started this about a year and a half ago, Newell, that we'd be seeing these improvements that are average about 55%, I wouldn't have necessarily believed it. So, time to keep pushing.
Well, we're kind of following the national trend, not to diminish it or take it away, but typically we don't, exactly match up to that. And it's always good to be right there in the pack as opposed to being the outlier. And I'm really encouraged to hear what you're doing relative to NOLA Coalition. I mean, you know that I've been the beneficiary of having a number of the program folks that are running the programs within NOLA Coalition on the show every Tuesday at 11. And it's just mind-boggling to me the breadth and depth of the talent and of the number of difference makers that we have in our community helping kids with so many different programs.
It is, and I think one of the things that we're going to try to do now going forward by helping to quarterback that is to take these organizations and make them even better, whether that means setting up partnerships, helping them raise money, helping them with technical assistance on legal or finance matters. Because I think that for all of the good intention and talent, there's an opportunity for us to be even more effective. And look, we've got some programs now that are absolutely world-class. I mean, one of the reasons that Cafe Reconcile just got $4 million from Lorraine Jobs is because they're just that good. They deserve it. But we want to try to bring everybody else up to that that level of excellence. You know, one of the things with the NOLA Coalition I've really enjoyed is it's gotten me a chance to work with people that I never would have otherwise. This past weekend, I was at the 70th birthday party for the Reverend Dr. Deborah Gilmore of Touching Jesus Ministries. And she's an incredible inspiration as a leader, as a member of the community. That wouldn't have been a part of the traditional GNO Inc. world. So for me, there's been a lot of personal enjoyment in, you know, kind of those horizons being broadened.
Same here. I think one of the best decisions I've made since I've been on air is to highlight the folks in all of these programs. Yesterday, I visited with Elon Jones from NOLA Code, teaching kindergartners to eighth grade about coding, and we had a really incredible, robust conversation. And you know, you just sit there and you kind of just mesmerized by the breadth and depth of what they're doing with some of our young folks, and thankful at the same time.
Yeah, no, that's great. Look, I mean, I was going to say, you know, the airtime that you've given to the NOLA Coalition is priceless, but it's actually not. You can actually calculate it, and it's worth millions of dollars of exposure. So we're grateful for it. But look, and these organizations like NOLA Code deserve it. They don't have the budget to do this. They're not going to be able to get on the radio or advertise just on their own. So it's been a real boost. And again, when you look at the numbers, and look, we're not just with the national trend, we're kind of outpacing it. We're twice as good in terms of homicide. I asked Jeff Asher, and he said, well, national homicide declines around 21%, and we're at 43%. But, man, we just got to keep encouraging folks and helping them get better. Ultimately, we're just lining our own nest. We're just creating a better place for our citizens and our businesses. So we're committed to double down in 24 on the effort.
Let's pivot to the next topic. What started out to be incredibly controversial, seems like it's moving along, as you coin it, teeing up development. The New Orleans City Council on Thursday approved the land swap that will shift part of Melpomene Street, making way for a planned $46 million Topgolf complex.
Yeah, this is really good news. I don't really think this is about Topgolf. I think that Topgolf was kind of part of a proxy fight, a power fight about who was going to have influence and control over this development. I'm glad that it's going forward. It's a relief because the River District development does a couple of things for us. One, I think it's one of the most exciting new developments of a neighborhood in the country. It's going to be mixed use, mixed income, and it's going to activate a part of the land along the river, high, safe land that's laid there. Really, it's been a parking lot and staging area and occasional festival ground for as long as I can remember. So activating that is incredibly good for revitalizing the city. Having Shell put his Deepwater headquarters there is incredibly important for our economy. But the bigger argument that we were making, Newell, is that there's a major Texas investment firm involved. The world of real estate is watching us. And if New Orleans were to scuttle this development, I personally feel that we would have had to write off future outside investment for 10 years. I mean, it just would have been a major, major own goal. And so I'm relieved that everybody kind of recognized that. We've got everybody back on the same page. And now we can talk about how do we optimize this project for the people of New Orleans.
You know, and the other thing, too, Michael, is that going back to our conversation of St. Louis, Baltimore, Oakland, San Francisco, and others, the business districts, you know, a lot of the support services, restaurants, and all of that leave. Then people don't go to the office buildings anymore. For that very reason, when you're thinking out 20 years, I mean, this type of project is critical to the vitality of downtown, right?
Oh, I mean, look, I was reading an article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. I just pulled it up. Let me read you the headline. The real estate nightmare unfolding in downtown St. Louis. The office district is empty with boarded up towers, copper thieves, and failing retail. Even the Panera outlet shut down. The city is desperately trying to reverse the doom loop. We are in changing times. Remote work is real. the insurance crisis we're trying to resolve, but right now it's real. If we don't continue to invest and revitalize in our downtown and retail districts and give people new options and new buildings, then we're going to be in the Wall Street Journal in a few years. And that's a lousy headline because it's really hard to pull out of that type of doom loop. The fact is that right now we are doing better. Our occupancy rate is higher than other places. We're not getting hit as hard as even some major cities like New York City got hit. But we really have to continue to encourage responsible, smart, dynamic development. And not saying that River District is perfect and that we can't have discussions about how to make it better, but we do have to get it done because I don't want to read about us in the Journal in that context.
No, not at all. Michael, along the lines in real estate, Latter & Blum, a mainstay real estate organization here in the greater New Orleans area. I remember Latter & Blum since I was a baby. They've been acquired by Compass, a New York City-based real estate brokerage firm.
They have been. I just want to give credit to Bob Merrick and what he has done with Latter & Blum. Like you said, it's been just a staple of New Orleans, almost like a K&B, right? I mean, really one of those kind of iconic New Orleans brands. And also, he's just been an iconic philanthropist. The first check that was given to the NOLA Coalition was a $500,000 check that Bob Merrick personally handed to me. On the other hand, I understand the decision by Bob and his daughter, Lacey. The real estate industry is under incredible pressure. It's being disintermediated by technology. And so, you know, historically broker-forward firms like Latter & Blum that was known for the strength of its actual individual brokers have to figure out how they evolve. And so I'm saddened, but I'm not surprised because this is just the nature of what's happening. The bigger question that this brings to me is there was an article written a few months ago called The Hidden Reason Why Cities Fall Apart by a guy named Thomas Edsel. And what he says is that going back to deregulation in the 80s, you've seen this continuing trend of in banking and in law and in other major industries of consolidation. And what that's done is it's robbed secondary and tertiary cities of their headquarters. And that's not only a job impact, it means you lose the civic leaders and the philanthropy. And that's a challenge for secondary cities like New Orleans all across the country.
No doubt. And Bob Merrick has been one that has always put his money where his mouth is. He's been a great corporate partner. And when you look at sponsorships of almost anything that goes on in this city, you're going to find Latter & Blum, right?
No, that's right. And look, we're not going to lose the jobs. We're not going to lose the brokers. But when you lose a headquarters, the fact is, I'd be disingenuous not to say it, You lose the top civic leadership. You lose the commitment. You lose some of the philanthropy. It's just the way it is. You know, the reason why King Milling got so involved in coastal restoration after Hurricane Katrina is because he lived here and his bank was here.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't realize how big they are. 3,100 agents. They closed $3.6 billion in transactions last year. Those numbers are staggering. Well, congratulations to them. I understand, you know, we know the upside, the downside, but it's good for them. They've worked hard for a long, long, long time, for sure.
Absolutely, no doubt.
You know, and let's, if you don't mind, Michael, we're going to pivot over to Dave Cohen, WWL News Director, with a weather update. Dave?
Newell, this stubborn cell that drifted up out of the Gulf and has just been sitting over the South Shore now, it continues to dump incredible amounts of rain. And now the city of New Orleans says all of the major underpasses have been flooded and are closed. That includes the Franklin Underpass, the Carrollton Underpass at I-10, the I-610 Underpass at Gentilly, the I-610 Underpass at Canal, and the Marconi Underpass in City Park. All of them have too much water for vehicles to make it through. They are flooded. COVID. They are closed. We are also receiving numerous reports from across the region, mostly in New Orleans, Old Jefferson, Old Metairie now, of street flooding too deep to traverse, that vehicles cannot get through many of these flooded streets. As again, we saw about now 45 minutes ago, this one very heavy rain cell drift over the South Shore and the metropolitan area, and it has barely moved since. While the main line of severe weather is well off to our east at this point, we are seeing these continuing cells that are coming up out of the Gulf of Mexico, and this one does not want to move. It is sitting over the region, and we have extreme flooding now, a flash flood warning and flash flood emergency in effect until 2 p.m., Newell.
Dave, it's rare that I have water clear across my street, and I was just looking outside the window, and there's water clear across the street.
You're on the ridge.
And I'm on the ridge. Yeah, I'm where the elevation allegedly is, right? As Tommy says, you're way up there. But it's just starting to subside a little. The rain was pretty intense 10 minutes ago, and it's subsiding, and you can see the water moving now. So maybe it's made its way through there.
Yeah, Dave, thank you. If I put the radar in motion, we can see some parts of this cell raining themselves out. And you may be under one of those parts that now, thank God, just can't generate any more rain. But it still is hanging on, really, all the way from St. John Parish through St. Charles into Jefferson, through Orleans, up onto St. Tammany Parish, including Plaquemines, that this one cell is still barely moving. So there are a few breaks, but a lot of people are still seeing the intense.
And I just witnessed a knucklehead coming down the street at about 30 miles an hour, throwing a wake clear across driveways.
And probably into some people's garages, maybe into some people's front doors.
It's like, where are you in a rush to? Thank you so much, Dave. We get to a break now. We will be right back. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We have been visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc., and he brings with him a special guest, Jerry Bologna, President and CEO of JEDCO, same organization, neighboring parish, but he conducts interviews from his office, not parking lots, unlike Michael Heck. Welcome, Jerry, to the show.
Thank you for having me, Newell. That's why I love your show. I never know if we're going to be discussing the serious topics of the day or it's improv hour.
With Michael Heck, it's tough.
Right. They all get merged. By the way, just before you let Jerry off the hook here with this highfalutin, like, great leader thing, he's also a DJ. I just want you to know he's DJ legend Jerry. And so let's just get that out there.
What is up with that?
It's just kind of all a bunch
in the
of
water.
Midlife stuff. Yeah, no, it's a midlife crisis, and it's weird and awkward.
Having a number of revenue and profit centers, right?
That's right. Diversify.
Absolutely. So, Jerry, as You know, it's interesting. We've been talking about real estate a lot, and obviously you're here to talk about some development ideas that are going on in Fat City. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Fat City, as you know, from your previous roles, has been a priority of Jefferson Parish for many years. I know you probably hung out at the Spanish Galleon and others, but it's been a priority, and it's a priority for a number of reasons. One, geographically, it just sits at the center of the population of Jefferson Parish and the region, and it's got so many benefits, but it needed attention. Over the years, it needed improved infrastructure and attention, and really starting with then-Councilwoman Cynthia Lee Shang when she was the district councilwoman, and continuing with Councilwoman Van Vranken, and now Councilman Hans Loscherberg. They've all put an emphasis on developing Fat City, and they've all made put their stamp on it and made some incremental improvements. But what we're seeing now is really working with the Metairie Business Development District, who really oversees the economic development activity within Fat City, a focus on green space and parking and creating that environment that we think is going to continue to attract private investors to want to be in Fat City.
No, I've been a big supporter of that. As you well know, I built a district station there, made the first floor commercial space for that very reason, involved myself in a land swap in order to do all of that so that we could try to leverage that and create the momentum. And it's so good to hear that this continues to be a priority issue for each of the multiple council members that are responsible for that area, and that it continues to be at the forefront of a lot of the thoughts of a lot of folks in development in that area.
Yeah, I think the focus on green space is important. As you know, there's really a significant amount of multifamily housing. There's lots of density in Fat City, and in an attempt to soften the look of the area and create an environment for investment is important, and it's going to get more investment. But we're blessed to have folks in the area that have invested heavily. Of course, that starts with people like at Drago's and Lakeside Mall. They're all significant investors in Fat City. But we really want to see more and more small businesses. We think it's a great location for the tech industry and others to invest in because it has a lot of attributes such as the walkability and access to restaurants and all sorts of quality of life offerings. It's a unique asset for us in Jefferson.
Do you see, historically we had an issue with a lot of different property owners and trying to get them together and get them on board. I was listening to an interview, the head of the Metairie Business District or the Fat City District Association was with Tommy Tucker and a business owner there, and he was kind of skeptical of this approach and what was happening, and he said, you know, they've really stayed the course and they're true to the mission relative to these pocket parks, softening it up, because what we really want is for a lot of the folks there to reinvest and reimagine how their properties are presented and how they're utilized.
That's absolutely correct. As I mentioned with the high density, unlike other areas where you have fewer major landowners, Fat City has lots of individual owners that have small parcels. So it's difficult to conglomerate a large parcel of land to do something substantial. So it's imperative that we get the individual owners to invest in their own properties, upgrade and modernize their own properties. One, to protect the tax base of the parish, but to be able to attract young and upwardly mobile residents, that's a real priority for us. We need to attract more folks to the area.
And there's a lot going on in that area, right? Because Lakeside continues to reimagine itself. When you think back 20 years ago, what it looked like and what it looks like today, it's vastly different.
Lakeside is an extreme outlier in, I would say, in the mall sector. At a time when many malls across the country were overbuilt and experienced closing and downturns, Lakeside continues to invest heavily in that property. They continue to be successful in attracting new retailers to the area, and it drives a lot of traffic into that central area of Metairie.
Absolutely. Let's pivot for a second. You guys have released a recent report, an action study relative to the insurance crisis in Louisiana. Can you tell us about some of those recommendations that this plan offers?
Sure. So insurance being our biggest priority right now, we know that everyone, present company included, is experiencing the increases in extreme increases in insurance premiums. Starting last year, really when the Louisiana Department of Insurance had announced their incentive program to attract new insurance carriers to the area, we wanted to get out ahead of that and prove that Jefferson was doing everything it could do to make Jefferson more attractive to insurance underwriters. So we commissioned, with the help of Jefferson Parish, the council and parish president, allocated some funds for us to develop an action plan. That action plan is available on our website at jedco.org, but it highlighted some of the changes the administration had already put in place, some enhanced building code requirements, other things that paint us in a good light. And we're happy to say that after the first year of that incentive program being in place, a disproportionate number of policies coming off the citizens' rolls are in Jefferson Parish. And that's disproportionate to the positive. Really, 18% of the new policies written through that incentive program came from Jefferson Parish, 23% of the new premiums. So it's a slight sliver of good news on the insurance front, but we know we have a lot of work to do.
Absolutely. Jerry, as always, we always appreciate your time, your insight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back with Michael Heck when we return. Stay with us, folks.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc. Just another reminder that we will be roasting him on Friday, April 19th at the Sheraton New Orleans Hotel, 500 Canal Street that evening. And we look forward to that. If you have any interest in purchasing tickets to same, you can visit www.dcc.eu. You can find where tickets are available. The evening will begin with a reception and silent auction beginning at 7 p.m., followed by dinner and then the slaying/roast.
Look, everybody come out. It's for an extraordinary cause. We've got a great slate of roasters. They're all
Slayers.
I'm the Slayee. You're the Slayers. Allison Hotard, who runs YLC, is also a professional comedian. And Eric Paulson. Can we just talk about Eric Paulson for a second? Actually, we can't. Not on the radio. So, look,
we can roast him right now.
No, I just want you to remember, here are the rules, because I asked Delgado, is that each of you gets 3 minutes, but I get five. So, all right, don't bring a butter knife. All right.
That's right. That's right. Bring a sharp object for sure. So, Michael,
maybe a blunt object.
We are heading into the festival season. A lot of things lining up. A lot of excitement in the city. I mean, when you think about the lineup that we have with French Quarter Fest starting tomorrow, we then get to the Zurich Classic, the first weekend of Jazz Fest, the second weekend of Jazz Fest. I mean, a lot of buzz.
Yeah, there's a lot of buzz. We're actually going into just a really exciting year as we come out of this festival season, which I think is going to be a record one with the Rolling Stones performing. Then we're starting to get ready for the Super Bowl. We've got Taylor Swift in there, which somehow extraordinarily I have to mention in the same sentence as the Super Bowl. We were just voted best food city in the country. Tourism has come back to record numbers. There's a tremendous amount of excitement around New Orleans and what we offer in this region. And, you know, that's why it's so important that we continue to work on the challenges like the money for Sewer and Water Board that's currently going through in Capital Outlay in the state capitol so that these flooding events are less serious, so that people can enjoy and come here because this place is unique. So, let's not ever forget the upside and why we live here, because we can't live anywhere else.
Absolutely. And as always, Michael, we thank you for your time, your insight. Stay dry.
My friend, and I'm going to start working on my joke book.
There you go. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the news break, we're going to visit with President and CEO of New Orleans and Company, Walt Leger. And we'll talk about what's headed our way in the city. A lot of great news, a lot of great things happening in the spring season. So stay with us. We'll be right back with Walt Leger. This is Newell on WWL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.